You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Truth and inspiration. Talk about truth and inspiration. You know what? I am sitting next to a beautiful woman who's beautiful inside and out. I actually, as I say that, I wonder if she knew she was beautiful inside. For that matter, I wonder if she actually knew how beautiful she was on the outside. These are all questions that I think we might even start out with, because she has changed so much. And I'm happy that she's excited to be here with us. To not only share truth, but inspire. Listen to this. She's a celebrity actress and a model turned wellness coach. She has had such a life journey that all the challenges and drama are worthy of a Hollywood screenplay. As a matter of fact, she was married to a Hollywood actor, Corey Feldman. Raised as an only child whose father passed at age 9 and whose mother battled drug addiction as a single woman parent her whole life. You know, already just being able to say that and have that out there is such an amazing and beautiful thing. One would have to have gone through so much to be able to sit here and have somebody read this like I am. Susie was asked to mature more rapidly than most. And at age 20, she was married to actor Corey Feldman on television, in fact, and whose career, successes, and personal challenges both were in the spotlight for most of their marriage. Susie, however, experienced success of her own as part of the cast of The Two Coreys on A&E and as a celebrity feature in Playboy magazine. In 2009, citing irreconcilable differences, she and Corey filed for divorce, and the path to rebuilding self, career, and success as a single mother was defined. Having stayed present and true to herself and her journey, Susie has taken it upon herself to harness and leverage all of the hardship and experience gained from life thus far and put it to good use as a living example of rebirth, as a role model to young women, single mothers, and anyone inspiring to take control of their lives at any moment. She is sitting right next to me here, and when we come back, we'll be speaking with Susie or Susanna Feldman right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, this is Filippo, and we are speaking live from the Joint Studios in Burbank. And, you know, I mentioned how beautiful our guest is and neglected to mention that you could see her sitting right next to us here by going to thejointstudios.com.
The Joint Studios.
What did I say?
The.
I'm just kidding. So if you go to the, which evidently is spelled a lot like the, Joint Studios with an S. .com. You can see Ms. Feldman, and of course you can see me and Mark. Actually, in speaking of Mark, Mark, you said you had something you wanted to share this morning.
Well, you know, we
or this
we
afternoon.
Come across,
you need to turn the sound down on your computer.
We come across a lot of life changes like stories, right? And I know we've wanted to share more with our listeners, but this morning's one really impressed me and made such an impact that I wanted to put it out there for our listeners and for us to think about and talk about. And it doesn't necessarily jive with all of what we're going to talk about with Susie, but it does really hit home on perspective and how people growing up in different places or just simply in different circumstances can be coming from a place that is totally foreign to what we might expect. Hmm. Kind of the book and, you know, judging a book by its cover analogy. But I'm walking home from the gym this morning, which I do most every day, and I live downtown, and so there's always an interesting eclectic mix of both working people and homeless people and a lot of stuff going on in the streets. And as I'm walking, I'm listening to music, and I notice a homeless gentleman, and there's a couple that were speaking, and he kicked a 16-ounce beer can over to the side of the road. And I heard the can, and I kind of registered for a minute, you just kicked that over there, really? Hmm. And so I kind of had a moment, and I reacted, and I stopped. I'm like, really? And I turned around, and there's the can sitting on the side of the sidewalk. And I thought, well, that wasn't cool. So I immediately went to, you know, ignorance, wasn't, you know, was littering, not caring, you know, the usual type of a situation, right? Mm. And so I decided, well, I'm going to turn around. And I didn't say anything at first, but I gave him a look that said I wasn't really thrilled with that. I walked over, I picked up the can, and I threw it in the garbage can and started on my way. And in the background, I hear, hey, brother, now you're making them dig through the trash.
Mm.
And I thought, wow. And I stopped and I turned around and looked at him.
Wow.
And he said, yeah. He says, they're going to come along and pick that up. That's how they get it. And I don't want them having to dig through the trash.
Mm.
And I acknowledged him and said, thank you. I said, boy. And the rest of the way walking home, I thought,
you
wow,
felt like crap.
He was coming for, I felt like crap, but I also was really impressed at how many people are actually living from a place of compassion and thoughtfulness and care that we have no idea.
Wow.
You know, we immediately prescribe judgment to situations or people, and it was pretty powerful.
And just
looking out for his people.
To just think that somebody, that's how they make their living, and you know, that story hits in so many places.
You know, I've been surprised here in Los Angeles by just people and going through the streets of regular neighborhoods and going through my recycling bin now.
Yeah,
and they that's how they're getting their making a living and making some extra money just to make ends meet as well.
Wow, Mark. Well, you know what? Life changes. You know that person talk about life changes could at some point become somebody else and make money and do something for other people on that level. I mean,
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's this perfect example. The story is endless. And that's why I say we don't know. You never know where somebody's coming from. And when if more people can stop and really just worry about themselves and focus on themselves, then, rather than prescribing judgment or putting anger out there. And I wasn't necessarily angry, but my definition of that was littering and not taking care of
Mother Earth,
us and society. And he instead was taking care of his people, and there's had a very positive intent with what.
Of course, there's got to be a better way, but in the meantime, actually, it relates really well. I've actually seen Susie, our guest, at several different events, and.
She was going through the garbage getting cans?
No, checking. No, not at all. Not at all, actually. At some really high-class events, and she looked really beautiful, and she had all the cameras around her and all of that, and I just assumed a lot of things about her. And then when I saw that she had been in Playboy, I assumed even more things about her. And then I actually had a conversation with her, and my heart was just opened up, and she was just so wanting to share her story and not wanting for other young ladies to experience what she had to experience or some of the path that she went through. And I thought, wow, I was judging. So your story, Mark, is very much related on a certain level. I say Susie, and yet she also wants to use Susanna Feldman. She's an actress, a celebrity actress, and a model turned wellness coach. And as I said before, her life journey has had all of the challenges and drama of a Hollywood screenplay. Instead of reading all this again, I'm going to introduce this beautiful woman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Woo! And now we're going to be coy.
Don't get shy on us now, Susanna.
You know what, Susanna, I was thinking about this on the way over. I'm like, okay, we're probably going to talk about Susanna and Susie and why, whatever. So Susanna is my real name. And at 12 years old, I was like, if I hear "Oh, Susanna" sung to me one more time, I'm going to just explode. And I hated it. I hated it. And as soon as I was old enough to change the biggest part of my identity, which is my name, at 12 years old, I wanted to be Susie, and it was cute, and it was like, it was cooler, and Susanna was what my parents called me, and I just didn't like me. So how can I change me in the easiest way and just change my name? And now as I've gotten older, it's like Susie just seems so immature, and like I almost can't take it seriously when I hear it. And like I really like Susanna. Susanna just is who I am. If I could introduce myself as Susanna always, but it doesn't always come out that way, but Susanna is definitely who I am.
Have you thought about the name Filippo?
You know, I thought about that, and I was like, I don't know if I could pull Filippo off. No, I don't know if I could pull it off.
Your hair out.
On Filippo Feldman. Just
but wow. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for being on. It's such a pleasure, and it's so great to hear your excitement about being on the show, because you felt like you shared with me that you get to share your story on a show like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the reason, because you wanted to?
Well, an opportunity to have like a forum to just talk about like the real stuff that goes on, the my challenges and experiences in life. Like if I can any way help other young women, teenage girls, women going through tough marriages or divorces or being single moms I have a wide variety of things that I've experienced and kind of come out the other side, and having an opportunity on a really positive show like this, a positive forum to share, to be a part of, it's an honor for me to be able to come in and just, talk. And I feel really blessed to be able to just share here with you guys.
Thank you, Susanna, and thank you for sharing. Let's start to talk about sharing. Let's start. You know, some people, since we're being so open and raw and real here, some people might say, you're beautiful. You wouldn't be on Playboy if you weren't one of the most beautiful women in the world, right? And only a handful, few dozen people get to say that they did that. And then you were married to a celebrity and, mm-hmm. and you had that life and you were on TV. It's like, what could be so bad?
Oh, in no way do I regret any of it. It wasn't a bad thing. It was an experience, quite the experience. Playboy was never something I set out to do. Marrying someone famous was not something I ever set out to do. It's just as life unfolds, things just happen. And especially when you're, 19 and you think you know what you're doing, and you're following your heart or your whatever, and you make these decisions. Well, I had no idea that my life was going to turn out the way it did. And I, wasn't seeking fame and fortune and all of that stuff. It just meeting Corey was, I was a huge fan of his as a little girl. And I was a huge fan, and meeting him was just like, oh my God, it was like a dream come true. But everything that followed, being on TV or being reaching any level of fame, was never like a goal or a dream of mine. A lot of girls set out to be in Playboy and that's all they want to do. Mm-hmm. And they'll go to any lengths to get there. And that kind of just fell into my lap. It wasn't something I set out to do. In no way do I regret it. It was a wonderful experience. Hugh Hefner was a complete gentleman. The photographer to the makeup people, like the whole experience, they make you feel beautiful and feminine and sexy. And it was like, I'll always be able to look at those pictures or always be able to look back at that experience and be like, that was great. No regrets whatsoever.
It's got to be difficult evolving under the microscope, though.
Right? It
under
is the spotlight. Difficult.
Growing up, not it, just evolving.
Well, it is. Yeah. It is hard to, grow and develop into a whole person when you're under a microscope or you're under scrutiny or, public scrutiny is hard. And I went through a lot of that being married to Corey and being on our TV show and stuff. And
it's hard enough for people to face their own truths, but then to be forced to face your truth when you have so many other people projecting and watching and judging.
The stuff said about me on the internet, I tell you, I've never had such horrible things said about me, but I just stopped reading it because if they actually met me and they really still felt like I was this, I've been called the Antichrist on the internet. Wow. And if they had met me and really felt that I was the Antichrist, okay, fair enough. But these are people that have never met me, so I just opted to just not read the bad stuff. But it hurts, I stunted my growth, I believe, as far as spiritually and emotionally, jumping into a marriage at 19 years old, 20 years old and having a baby so young, stunted that spiritual growth for sure.
Well,
had to wait till I was, 28.
Yeah, I was about to say, sitting here, you don't look stunted in any way. and so. Curious, Mark was saying it's got to be hard. Did you have anybody, I think about this a lot with celebrities, did you have anybody that you trusted that you could talk to? I mean, with a father that passed at 9 and a mother who battled her own drug addiction and all of that, did you have anybody and did they give you good advice or who was that if you want to share when we come back right here live from the Joint Studios in Burbank? It's Life Changes with Filippo and our guest, Susanna Feldman. Mm-hmm.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo. This is Life Changes, and we are experiencing some life changes here as Susie Feldman has decided that starting from now on, she is known as Susanna Feldman, and this is official now. And
she's all grown up.
Yeah.
About time.
she's about time. Listen to her. This is exciting. Congratulations.
It's a self-realization.
It is.
So tell us more. Before we went on the break, we talked about how celebrities in general don't really have anybody to talk with. Even the ones who have parents there, the parents don't know about fame or about, you know, shows. They don't know this stuff. So all of this stuff is new. You did you have anybody to help you through on any of this?
Well, you know, we, as a married couple, and as, you know, Corey has been in the spotlight since he was 3 years old, and we had conversations about, you know, friends and who can be real friends and who can be trusted, and you have very little of them when you're in Hollywood and you're famous. You have a lot of yes men and people that just tell you what you want to hear and will not call you out on, you know, when you're acting up or you're, you know, being selfish or whatever. People just, they don't want to make you mad because they don't want to lose your friendship or your attention. I have an amazing family. I have a family that's kind of, the way it's put together is not by blood or marriage or anything like that. I have a set of, you know, like parents. I have my mom, and I have like stepsisters and stepbrothers that are not in any way step blood marriage related, but I have a solid family that they have given me advice. Whether I have taken the advice is another story, but they have always, I mean, I'm so blessed that I have this family that has always loved me, no matter what horrible decisions I've made, no matter what destructive behaviors I've acquired, whatever it is, all of my personal challenges. I've always known that I have this amazing family that like never judges me. I mean, I could come home and tell my, you know, family that I, you know, have decided, okay, I want to be a man, and they would just be like, okay, well, do you need a ride to the surgeon's office? Like,
oh,
they
wow.
would not judge me for anything. They just love me no matter what. So I have had that, you know, and my mother and I are now, you know, a lot closer. My mom, she did battle her addiction, but she has about a year sober now. And, you know, that relationship is building. It was tumultuous, you know, my whole life, but, you know, and I do have some girlfriends that I've known since seventh grade and high school still. And, you know, wow. I have some solid people in my life that have just carried through and, you know, but it is hard when you're in the spotlight or you're famous on any level, and especially, you know, with my ex-husband, you know, like that kind of level of fame, what it brings around are just more leeches than friends and people that you don't really know what their intentions are, why they're hanging out. You'd love to think that they want to hang out with you and because they really like who you are, but you know, on the inside, yeah, but it's much more about, you know, what can they get out of their experience? And maybe they could, you know, I don't know. It's a very twisted world. And as soon as I could get out of it, I wanted to get as far away from Hollywood and that whole mindset as possible. It just wasn't really who I was. It was something that I had signed up for at a young age and tried to make the best of it, but it just didn't resonate with my soul.
You know, let me ask you this without giving any names or any indication. I just curious. You've met a lot of celebrities. What percentage do you think feel the same way you do about wishing they can just get away?
I think a lot. A percentage, probably. Probably most of them.
Most of them.
Most of them. Because it, you know, I mean, what does money really buy you? I mean, what does fame really get you? Fame gets you, you know, first class plane tickets and the best seat at the restaurant, or I don't know. I mean, there's perks.
And that's nice.
It's great, you know, swag and gift bags and all of that, you know, free stuff. You get lots of free stuff.
But while you're sitting in those seats, everybody's watching you.
Yeah, and everybody, so. There's nothing private. You know, I couldn't imagine what it would be like to walk into a grocery store, if you could walk into a grocery store, and see your face and all of your personal stuff splattered all over, you know, magazines down every aisle. And just like there's nothing private about your life. And I mean, I guess it comes with the territory, but still, I mean, that just, you know, it's something you take for granted if you don't have to experience that, you know, that your private life is private. But I think that there's a general unhappiness that comes with not being able to be just like free to be yourself.
Well, I was going to say that from even the employment aspect. There's so much of Hollywood that there's such a disconnect because it's financially and product driven that they're not able to practice their craft and act to act, right? And so there's a kind of an unhappiness and even they're getting further away from your truth rather than closer.
True. Mm. Totally true.
You know, by the way, can I say this?
I don't know.
What are you
going to
say?
What does this start with?
I'm looking at the two of you, and I'm pointing fingers. You should guess what I'm trying to say here. Like, okay, you two have known each other for a long time.
We have known each other for a long time.
Okay.
It's become very apparent. I know everyone here in the studio at some point. I've met you all. It's great.
She's actually good friends with a friend of mine, Lourdes.
Yes. Ah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know.
Well,
six
it was
degrees,
also why,
right.
It was also
right.
why I wanted her to be honest because, yeah, I'm proud of her. I'm also in awe of the strides she's making. And it's, you know, her journey is really part and parcel of why we did this show. It was less about having, and we've had so many amazing authors and scientists and spiritual leaders and whatnot.
And DJs.
And DJs and producers and whatnot. But to have someone who's truly embodied change and transformation and owned it and succeeded. To be able to have that discussion, like you were saying at the outset, that really warmed my heart because that's what the show is about, is having the real discussions that a lot of shows don't have yet.
Right. And I think and that you guys are doing this and that you're putting that kind of word out there and like taking, you know, the forum of radio and internet and all that kind of media and using it to progress is fantastic, and it's great to be a part of.
You know, and maybe, thank you, yes, indeed, and maybe, just maybe, people might say, you know, maybe we won't believe what's in those papers or about the celebrities, or maybe we won't buy those papers, or maybe we'll just give them a break and not just say, oh, she wanted it, she wouldn't be famous if she didn't want it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. We might be able to change their minds or change how they spend their money, but I don't know. You know, honestly, at this point, what people think of me is really none of my business.
Good for you.
It's irrelevant.
It's none of my business what people think of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after the show, they're going to start getting more of the real story.
Well, you know, I would...
The real Susanna.
I would love for that to happen. You know, I have changed. I have made huge life changes. A huge, huge, huge. The last 3 years have been just a journey in itself. So I am coming up on 3 years of sobriety. And with that has brought about just, you know, you get this outer shell that's like bitter and, you know, cold and closed-minded and whatever. And breaking through that and kind of getting back to who you are at a core level has been the last 3 years of my life. And really just letting who I am on the inside shine through, which that's the person I've always been. It's just been covered up with so much stuff and hidden and stuffed away. And, you know, it's a dream of mine to be able to help other women who have experienced any of the things, you know, any one of the things that I've gone through. If I can help them know that it's possible that you can survive, you know, a messy marriage or a divorce. You can survive as a single mom. You can survive, you know, drug addiction or alcohol dependence, or you can survive eating disorders. You can come out on the other side of lots of destructive behaviors just because you're in it, you know, and it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There really is. And I'm walking living proof of that. And it's something that I'm, you know, I treasure. I'm really proud of myself for putting the effort into myself and realizing that I'm definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. And that's something that I think a lot of women feel. I think a lot of women struggle with that. And teenage girls, young women in their early 20s, like, struggle with that identity and feeling whether or not the effort it takes to be yourself or to love yourself, you know, is it, am I worth that effort? And I struggled with that for a very long time. And I don't struggle with that anymore. I've come to another place that is, it's like I'm really comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
What you just said is so important. I want to
absolutely
anchor that because, you know, this idea of deciding that you're worth the effort, I think is at the core of most or everyone's journey, you know, and you decided to say yes.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Definitely decided to say yes.
And I wanted to add one thing, too, that I was really proud of you and what you said. And I was talking with Dorothy and another friend of mine. But I think the God universe, whatever you call it, the energy respects the work that you're doing. And it's so hard for us to get out of our own way of the work that we need to do. And when we just dive into that work just a little bit, just crack that nut open, then it just it opens up the love. It opens up that space to fill it with good stuff and get that crap out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I think a lot of people have that vase, that space where it's a void, you know, and you're trying to fill it with, you know, lots of things other than what's really going to, you know, what's really going to fill it in. And I have found a level of spirituality that has been the only thing that's really filled in the void. I've used men, I've used drugs, I've used food, I've used shopping, I've used lots of things to fill that void where I,
and shopping, you know, didn't work?
Shopping didn't work. It works for a minute, and then you're like, oh, man, did I really spend that much? Oh,
and if it works for a minute, then it really doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, finding something real to from within, like that... filling in the void from within and not from external, you know, devices has been, you know, I mean, it's, you kind of think about it, it's like, well, duh, but it's hard when it's so much easier to just fix on food or other thing, you know, substances.
Everything
or
else looks so attractive.
It really
and
does.
It looks easier, and in the long run.
It is easier. Yeah, it's a quick fix, but quick fixes don't actually do it. So, you know, I mean, who I am today is completely different than...
All right, she's my new guru.
Sensei Susie.
Yeah, not Susie, Susanna. When we come back, I you've said a lot already, and I know you've touched a lot of women, and not just women, men. I mean, it doesn't really make a difference. We all live and breathe so many of the same hopes and dreams and aspirations. So so thank you for that. When we come back, I'd like to share a little bit about what you actually are doing now to help people with wellness. But before we get into that, give a thought to what you would say to some of the young ladies who might want to do some of the exact things you did, like Playboy or Mary, wealthy or famous or something like that. Okay, so that's kind of the little juicy stuff that's still important, because I think you're going to have something special to say about that. So we're here live. And actually, again, if you want to see her say this, you can go directly to the thejointstudios.com. And remember, just if you're listening, lifechangeswithfilippo.com. We'll be right back after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands,
the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Okay, we're back. And I almost missed that because I'm sitting here talking to Susanna and having not only a great time, but an inspired time, actually. If you want to learn more about her, she tweets. She tweets, and you can get her tweets at Susie Feldman 82, S-U-Z-I-E-F-E-L-D.
S-U-S-I-E.
What did I say?
You said S-U-S-U-Z-Y.
Oh.
No.
S-U-S-I-E. Oh, S-U-S-I-E. You're right, I did say that. S-U-S-I-E-F-E-L-D-M-A-N 82, the number's 82. You can also, we'll tell you more about this later, but take this down. In the meantime, it's www.goherballife.com/Susanna, S-U-S-A-N-N-A-H, /E-N-N-A-N-C-U-S-A-N-N-A-H. U.S. as in United States. And let's see. And if you want to see her live, those of you who are in Los Angeles on July 15th.
16th.
Okay. You know, I was about to say, you tell us about it. So it's the 16th in Orange County. What?
It is. On the 16th, there's a wonderful event going on. It's the Power Women in Entertainment. It's empowering speakers, sizzling interviews with famous celebrities on July 16th, 6:30 to 10 p.m. in Orange County. You can register at www.kimlifecoach.com. It's the Willow Tree Women's Circle, and it's my second time being on this panel of amazing women in entertainment, kind of empowering and inspiring, you know, women to, you know, build their own businesses or, you know, all this stuff that we're talking about. It's kind of a women's forum. It's not just for women, but it's the second time my good friend Kim Summers, she's asked me to be a part of it. And it's just another one.
I know Kim Summers. We know Kim Summers.
Probably.
Wow.
Kim Summers?
Yeah.
I don't know Kim Summers.
Yeah. Well, you would know her if you.
We know Kim Summers.
Yeah, we. So anyway, well, cool.
Yes.
Tell her we said hello.
I will tell her. I think she's listening. I asked her to listen.
Hi, Kim. We know you, right? well, one thing we know is that you've already inspired a lot of I trust young ladies and young men and especially those who want to be actors and actresses. And I actually, you know, what's the lady's name that was in Will and Grace? Gosh.
Deborah Messing?
Yeah. No, the other one.
Oh.
There was one more. Okay. Anyway, her.
Yeah. We know her.
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I've met her many times, and that's why I was about to say what she said. I remember being at an event with her, and she was. They asked her to stand up in front of these kids, and she said, "One thing I can tell you right now, don't chase the fame."
Yeah, it's great advice.
Yeah.
It's great advice.
Whoever that was.
Whoever she was profound.
So you, what yes. about the ones who say, "Well, I want to be on Playboy and I want to be married."
Okay. Well,
to
if you're, you know, a young girl and you want to be in Playboy and it's a dream of yours, I'm not here to tell you not to do it. Because I did have a great experience. I think though what's important is what are your intentions behind seeking to be in Playboy? You know, what are your intentions? And, you know, definitely talk to other people that you trust. And if your parents, if you're young and your parents, you know, want to give you advice about it, maybe listen to them. I don't know. You know, my parents were proud of me and didn't judge me at all. And, you know, they definitely were, you know, on board with my decision and proud of me. But I think that, you know, go into it not taking it so seriously. There's no need to sacrifice your morals. There's no need to sell yourself short, you know. And if it's meant to happen for you, it just will. You don't have to, you know, do things you're not proud of to make it happen.
You're going to have to live with yourself the rest of your life. Whatever you decide now.
And, you know, and the same thing goes, you know, for getting married young and things like that, you know, I don't recommend it. because, you know, at 19 or 20, you really think you've got the world by the, you know, the cojones.
Mm-hmm.
and you really think you know what you're doing because you know everything at 19.
Right.
But, you know, in hindsight, I don't regret it at all, but I would have waited a little bit, you know, till I knew myself a little bit more, had a better handle of life and like, you know, big girl stuff. But I thought I was ready. And so I made that decision. If you're going to get married young, don't do it on TV. another recommendation. But then again, it was a great experience and, you know, I'll always have the, you know, I mean, that's, not too many people get to say that, you know, MC Hammer married them and sang, and him and Vince Neil sang at their wedding reception. You know, that's a great experience. It was wonderful. But, you know, marriage at this point for me is, it's something that I would do again with the right person. Because I think at this point in my life, like, not this point. At some point in the future, the way I would go into it is just so, so different. My intention behind getting married, behind having a family, is so different, so much more selfless at this point. And, you know, learning how that love is something that you give without any expectation of anything in return. That's what real love, real friendship. That is not something I had a grasp on. At all. I had lots of expectations when I gave all of myself. And it's like, that's not real love. That's very selfish. And so to go into a relationship or a marriage or parenthood or any of that, to have that knowledge that real love is just something you give without any expectations in return, I think possibly I could have a different outcome, a different experience than I had in my 20s. So it's not something I'd rule out, you know, as my life goes on. But, you know, it's intention is everything.
You know, you're still very young.
I am. I'm 30. I just turned 31. I feel like I'm 19. I have the spirit of a kid.
Starting over almost.
Yes, definitely.
And the fact is that you've got many, many more years to come. Nice. And you're beautiful. And it's like, I can't wait to watch her, you know, see what's next. What is next?
Well, right now I've just started this great business as a wellness coach, as you were saying earlier. You know, it is a dream and a passion of mine to help people feel good about themselves through health, wellness, nutrition, exercise, all of that. I got into, you know, running marathons. Last year I ran 3 full marathons, and 3 half marathons. And, you know, that kind of passion, and I love yoga and just, you know, taking care of yourself and being active. But as a wellness coach, with Herbalife I've joined on, and I have some really great like customers, clients, people that I coach now to help them, because they've come to me and asked me for help or advice to, you know, change their bodies and change the way they feel about themselves. And I've always loved making people feel good, you know, and if I could turn that into a lucrative business as well as a way to, like, it feeds my soul and pays my bills, that would be optimal.
Well, who wouldn't want to come to you if they're going to get Herbalife? Who wouldn't want to come to you?
So, you know, between that and I've got, you know, the website that you gave out, that's my business website, but I'm also, I also have some modeling things coming up that's kind of generating some momentum right now, which has been dead. I mean, anything Hollywood or modeling has been like way, way back burner for me. I wanted to get far away from it. You know, I experienced a lot of people assuming the reason why I was with Corey the entire time was because I wanted to be famous and I'm a gold digger and I'm all these things. And just to prove my point, I was like, you watch, I'm going to go work as a waitress and I'm going to go, you know, I went to school and I got my medical assistant.
Screw them. You know. Do what you want to do.
Well, no, at this point, I'm like, you know, what you think of me is none of my business. But I was on a mission to prove that I wasn't about the fame and I wasn't about Hollywood. But as of recently, like, some modeling stuff is kind of generating and whatever. So we'll see where that goes. But
yeah, but you're using that now as part of your platform to make a difference.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a whole
different
ballgame.
Yeah.
The intention behind it is completely different.
Yeah, go do it.
Yes, I'm going to.
And speaking of go do it, let me give the website once again. GoHerbalife.com/Susanna/EN-US. So I'll spell that out. GoHerbalife.com/SUSANNAH/EN-US. Did I do that right?
You did. That was
okay.
Great.
And then Susie Feldman 82 is the Twitter, right?
It sure is.
SUSIEFELDMAN and the number 82.
Yes. And then I do have a Facebook. I also have a fan page on Facebook as well. So
is that under
Susie Feldman, yes.
Okay, Susie Feldman.
Yes.
Okay. And are we gonna have a new one under Susanna?
Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of accounts to keep track of.
That's true.
Lot.
And right now you're doing it all yourself?
I am. I have, you know, I've been recently I've had a few people kind of come into my life that are like selflessly helping me kind of, you know, help with the modeling stuff and kind of just come in saying, hey, how can I help you do this?
Nice.
It's very nice. But I don't have a manager and I don't have an agent and I don't have any of that stuff. So
That's also another important point to know for people that are taking the advice and being inspired by you. The minute you put yourself into a position where you're in service, it seems like that help comes and finds you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was about to say, any managers and agents out there that are conscious, I mean, hello.
You know, I mean, and you brought up a really good point, Mark. Like, being of service is, you know, it's become something that's like a priority to me. Like, part of my meditation is like, how can I help spread like the knowledge of abundance, and how can I help spread, you know, how can I be of service to like anybody in need? And, it is amazing what comes back at you when you're putting that kind of energy out and asking how I can help others and thinking about them before, you know, you in turn help yourself when you're helping others.
Yeah.
You know, and as part of like my sobriety and stuff, I do as much as I can to be of service in that area. And that's snowballed into like this life that I have today that I'm really proud of. I mean, I really like who I am and where I'm going, and I'm not ashamed of where I've been either. You
wow.
know, which is great.
Wow. Well, I'm complete.
Say that again. I like who I am.
I like who I am.
Powerful statement.
I do. It's, you know, to be able to look in the mirror and really just say, like, I am, and I like who I am is
Bravo.
Is an accomplishment.
Yes, indeed. And not that you care, but I like who you are too.
Oh, so. Thank you. Thank you.
We all do. And yeah. We know you.
And we know you.
You do
That's
know.
That's right. Oh, that lady we didn't know is Megan Mullally, by yes. the way, that we do know. That, anyway, with the good advice. Your advice is now advice that I will be quoting. And I will say, Susanna Feldman.
Thank you.
With great pleasure. This has been a great pleasure. Thank you, Susanna,
thank
for being
you
with
very
us.
Much. My pleasure is mine.
So with that, we'll be back with our producer's wrap here live from the Joint Studios in Burbank.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And, just like before, we're back. Mark, here we are, producer's wrap after having a great conversation with Ms. Susanna Feldman. You've brought a lot of guests to the show, but I have to say, this she takes the cake.
Yeah, well, that's why we keep missing the re-entries, is because the conversation is just as deep off air as
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, that's authenticity, and that's the depth at which she has owned her journey, and to arrive at that place of saying, "I like who I am."
Mm-hmm.
Many people don't have that opportunity.
Mm. And then she really came on as you know, but I'm sharing with the audience that she came on really just wanting to share her story and to help people, and this whole thing. Bringing up Herbalife and that's us saying, well, what can we do for you? Like, where can yeah. we, but she's like, no, really, I really want to share the story.
Yeah. Yeah. Her intent of taking her journey and using it for good, being able to shine a light so that others can learn from it is about as authentic as you can get.
I am so inspired. Yeah. I am so inspired. I'm thinking, who else is like that out there? Because let's bring them on.
Yeah, we should create a show about that.
Yeah.
Have some real discussions and bring some positivity.
But you know what? How's this? So many people talk about changing Hollywood. Maybe the change is already within Hollywood, and we just need to let it out.
Yeah, I that's a very good point. And I think it's not just Hollywood. I think it's everywhere. Right? Well, I think there's so much change going on, and people are changing inside, and yet they're afraid to talk to the people around them because the people around them are afraid to talk to the people around them.
Right.
And they don't tell two friends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's still a containment in this show that hasn't gotten to a place where the discussion can be this real and that out in the open. And
From where they are. Yeah.
From those various perspectives, because change is tough. And the minute you change your perspective, what do you have around you? You have a bunch of people that look at you the way you were yesterday, the way things that you used to like and the way you used to dress. And the minute you change that, you start embracing your true self – in whatever color and beauty that is, and you start becoming more creative, you start becoming more the real you, which, depending on how far off your track you went, could be completely different than that self. You're opening yourself up to scrutiny, and you have to face a willingness to let that group of friends and whoever else go, and so you can embrace those that are going to see you in your current place of reality, your current truth.
Absolutely. Or they're afraid to lose what they have. It's kind of like that time that I was sharing with you about the guy. I'm in his home in a gated community, you know, at the top of a hill, and he's got a beautiful wife and kids and a big party at his house and, you know, just a lavish, lavish lifestyle. And then he takes me aside and wants to know about the show. And as soon as I tell him Life Changes, you know, and what we're talking about, he says, I hate what I'm doing. And I said, what are you doing? He said, well, everybody thinks that I am the president of a pharmaceutical company. He says, but what I think I'm doing is I'm killing people with the drugs that I'm creating. Yeah. And I said, and why are you still there? And he said, because of this. How do I let go of this? I didn't know what to say, but especially after listening to Susanna, I could say, like, how could you not want this?
Well, yeah, but this is most of society, was most of society, right?
Oh,
when you think about a lot of what we talk about as we've been evolving the show, when you're a child, when you're in the sandbox, right, you're real, you're creative, you're fearless, you're willing to explore, and yet you get off track at some point because somebody told you you're too short or not pretty enough or too tall or whatever the case may be, and or you can't do that because you'll never make enough money that way.
It's something good, like you should be a model, even if you don't want to be.
Right, right. And that people get disconnected from their dreams and the reality that they should be pursuing, that is core to their essence, and they get off track and somehow don't even realize it and don't even know how to look back at that. So to be in a position and kind of pointing back to the discussion with Susie of being able to take that choice point and own it, make the decisions to not overcome one situation, but on a constant basis and really continue to find herself and to be able to face that sincere, you know, inward center, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? You just said Susie, and I know why, because you've known her for many years, many, many years as Susie. And I have to say, one of the most beautiful things one of the things that I liked that we talked about during one of the breaks was she's changed so much from when I actually met her the first time. But I asked her if she thought you've changed, and she said a lot.
I said my hair's shorter.
Yeah.
but that was a perfect case in point.
Yeah.
We have a history, and so part of my programming is Susie, whereas she has said, I am now Susanna Feldman, so I will reprogram that, Susanna.
Yeah, you can change that. If you've changed everything that you've changed, you can certainly change that too.
I can go a little bit further.
Take it to that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you changed. You're different.
Just a little bit.
Well, I like it, and I've changed too. And Susanna, you would know that if you had known me all this time. But and here we are.
His hair is shorter.
Yeah. And life has changed. Well, with that, what a great show, if I can say so myself. I'd like to listen to this again and remind you, if you want to, you can go to lifechangeswithfilippo.com and listen to it yourself.
I want to give a shout out to the Joint Studios for putting us up on the live stream now.
Yeah,
now moving forward in video format, and we're thrilled to be here at the Joint.
Yeah, and thank you, Scott, for making that happen, and thank you, Dorothy, for making this happen, and thank you,
Universe, Mom, Dad.
Okay. Well, with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you: as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.